I titled my message this week, To Love. What does it mean, to love? Do you ever think about it? You know, we talk about, what's it mean, though, to love? Now, we're talking about God and God's people, and this tallit, the inscription that is on here, according to a Jewish rabbi here in Tallahassee that interpreted it for me when I came back from Israel, I wanted to know what it said. So, I'm going to wrap myself in a fringe of the garment today. Because these little fringes on here are real important. Now, the Roman Catholics have something what they call, when they do the rosary, you know, they rub the things and they go through all that. Well, in the Jewish tradition, they do something similar. There's a word in Hebrew called the Shema. And I explained that to you in a little bit. Chapter 12, verses 28 through 34, New Living Translation. One of the teachers of religious law was standing there listening to the discussion. He realized that Jesus had answered well. So he asked, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" And Jesus replied, "The most important commandment is this, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the one and the only Lord. And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. The second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. No other commandment is greater than these.' The teachers of the religious law replied, 'Well said, teacher. You have spoken the truth by saying that there is only one God and no other. I know it's important to love him with all my heart and all my understanding and all my strength and all my love, my neighbors as myself. This is more important than to offer all the burnt offerings and the sacrifices required by the law.' Realizing this man's understanding, Jesus said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' And after that, no one dared to ask him any more questions." Because they were a little far from the kingdom of God. And that's what Jesus was saying to him, because there's more than just following the rules and the laws of the Torah. You got to have a relationship with the living God. So the Shema means hear. That's what it means. Hear. Now, I'm going to share with you from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4, from the New Living Translation, a little different than some translations, but I think it emphasizes the point a little bit better than a lot of them. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God and the Lord alone. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. And you must commit yourself wholeheartedly to these commands that I am giving you today. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you're at home and when you're away on a journey, when you're lying down and when you're getting up again. Tie them to your hands as a reminder and wear them on your forehead. Write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gate." If you ever see some of the Orthodox Jews and some of the things whenever they're going to, talking about Israel, and even in New York City, the Orthodox community, you'll see little strings sticking out of their pocket. But the other one, when they said, "Write it on the doorpost of your house," there's a little thing called a mezuzah. And it's, it comes in a lot of different forms. The one I have out by my office is the Lewis Jewish man with the tallit on and so forth. And inside there is the scriptures, so that you're being blessed and you're going in and blessed when you're coming out. It's fascinating, the different traditions and so forth. But I'm going to ask you a little bit more. What else did Jesus tell them that they didn't do in the Shema? Because there's another little part in Leviticus after that in Deuteronomy is followed with an important precept found in Leviticus. It says, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." The whole quote from Leviticus goes like this: You shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall not reprove your kinsman and not incur guilt because of him. You shall not take vengeance or bear grudge against any of the people, but you shall love your neighbor like yourself. I am Yahweh.